It's peak season on the Great Barrier Reef. Thousands of tourists flock to Queensland every year to experience one of the seven natural wonders of the world. Eric Fisher is a tourism operator. He's also a marine biologist and understands the importance of protecting a reef under threat.
So we're all stakeholders. We all care about the reef. It's a beautiful icon. So we do really care about what's going to happen to the reef in the future.
It's with that in mind that he's signed up to the largest coral reef census of its kind. Thousands of snorkelers, tourism operators, fishing charters and recreational divers have joined the program. Around 50,000 images have been collected so far and 315 reefs have been surveyed.
There was just this desperate need for large-scale reconnaissance of the whole of the Great Barrier Reef. This thing is so massive, it's, you know, same size as Germany. So you're trying to find out what's going on at a much bigger scale, and a scale that only you can only really do by getting everyone to help.
This is what the citizen scientists are capturing: images that identify coral types and document the reef's health. The census has collated so much data that it's now signed up schools, which are using artificial intelligence to analyse the imagery.
We see lots of things. We see like some coral bleaching, corner stars, crown of thorns starfish. Like there are the devastations of the reef, and then there's the beauty of it, like all these beautiful fish, all the sharks, the sea slugs even, just like everything there is beautiful.
It takes a long time to analyse all the images out there, so if we're helping them by analysing them ourselves.
This year there was a bleaching event. In fact, there have been four over the last 6 years. And climate modelling suggests that from 2040 there could be a bleaching event every year on the Great Barrier Reef based on the current trajectory. The census is helping scientists identify which coral reefs most need protection.
What climate change is doing, it is making the time frame in between these like impacts shorter. So it's putting more pressure on the reef.
Just 5% of the Great Barrier Reef is surveyed regularly. But these scientists hope an annual reef census will keep threats to this World Heritage site in check. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Cairns.